7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, I wasn't paying any attention to that. I don't know. 9:30, is that what it said? That's not... No matter what that clock said, it is not the correct time. The actual time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Hello. Once again, Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I like to drink tea, so let me pour some tea here, so I can drink it. What am I drinking today? Well, it's a second infusion. It's the last of the second infusion Yin Ding Chi Guan Yin. Yeah, so maybe tomorrow I'll drink something different. Oh, yeah. I need this. Oh, yeah. I need that. That's my medicine today, because I'm kind of messed up today. Last night, something weird happened to me. Right before I went to bed, I started having that weird thing. I don't know what it was. And don't know if I ate something weird, because I didn't eat anything any different. I just got done eating like 4 graham crackers. But I started getting dizzy and sort of nauseated and weird, and I was just like, oh. And I tried to go to bed early, and I sort of did, sort of didn't. It was strange. At the same time that this was going on, I was having a weird flare-up with my leg, like I don't know, it just was really being bad. And now, I'm sort of feeling queasy a little bit again. But my leg doesn't hurt as bad. I thought I was going to have a big problem today. But I am, but it's just not the same problem that I sort of thought I was going to be having. So even though my leg is weird and everything, it's actually not too bad. And I've been walking around pretty good this morning for the last, well, almost half an hour. I did lay on the floor for quite a while. It was cold. It was cold overnight. It's a little cool today. It's just a little bit under freezing again. It's about -1 degree, or about 30 degrees for all my American friends, which is a big change from last week at this time, and it was, what, 32 degrees warmer? It was, what, like 64 American? 62, 63 American? That's 15 degrees. It's a big difference in a week, but that'll happen. That will happen. I think it's funnier when it happens overnight, but, you know, can't have the funnest stuff all the time, although we're going to try to have some fun today. So, of course, the first thing we need to do is see what the cat's doing. So let me grab some stuff. Including these two things. What are these two things in my hand? Oh, they're fascinating. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's go out here. This is going to be difficult trying to close the door. There we go. Okay, so let's walk. Who's in here? Hello? Who's this? Okay, looks like we've got a loaf on the floor. Nope, the cat loaf has gotten up. It looks like we're gonna be doing some kitty stuff or something. Because that's what we do, isn't it? Oh yeah, and I gotta sit down here. Okay. Whew, okay, Peppa. How are you this morning? You want to get in the kitty business pit? Here you go. I've got the blanket draped over my legs. I don't know how I'm going to be able to stay. Don't know how long I'm going to be able to sit here like this, but we're going to find out, right? Yes, you're a good baby. What are you doing? What are you doing? So my cat's acting a little bit strangely. What are you smelling? You're a good kitty. Oh, man. Oh, you want to smell my hands? Yeah, it smells like waffles and pepperoni, huh? Yeah, oh, it's so fun. And my cat has to lick my fingers. Yeah, okay. All right, so, anywho, the cat and I are sitting here. Well, there goes the phone. Now my phone's ringing in the other room. My landline. We're waiting for the game to start. Pippa, when is the football start? See, it says that the football started an hour ago. But this is not the football. We are just seeing the damn highlights. Pippa, punch in the damn TV.
Sí, espectacular. Brujas lo están planchando. Paris Saint-Germain está ganando fácil, bonito, hermoso en el Parque de los Príncipes 3-0 al conjunto de Bélgica.
Okay, I'm confused. I'm confused. The TV schedule is telling me that I'm supposed to be watching PSG versus Brugge. And yes, that word is pronounced Brugge, not Bruges. B-R-U-G-G-E is the German pronunciation. That is Brugge. If you want to say Bruges, write Bruges. B-R-U-G-E-S. God, I hate living in this illiterate country. But regardless, I just saw the score for the PSG Brugge game. So did somebody screw up and the game has already been on? And what is going on here? I hate it when people screw up my football. I got Real Madrid coming up in another hour, so this isn't the real game. What is on the other channel? La la la! City versus Leipzig. But apparently it's that commercial. Okay. What the hell is going on here, Pippa? What's going on? Pippa doesn't care. So I guess we need to go to some music while I figure out what's happening. I need to stall for time, so... Well, what haven't we heard in a while? Oh, I know. How about everyone's favorite Tuareg tribesmen? Tanarawin, what are they doing today? Let's find out. All right. Oh, thanks, digital media. I just want it to work. Thanks.
Not the day we've done enough. الوقت انتهز تسوينوا لينا الوقت انتهز
هات اللي غبران النفلي بس الدنيا
was the band Tenarawen with their great song Nanafle. I love these guys. They are the greatest band in the world right now. And that's not just my opinion. That's a fact. Other facts include, but are not limited to, the fact that this game has finally started. Punch it in. Yeah, here we go.
Fernandinho se abre casi como un tercer central allá por la banda izquierda. Y el capitán del City, hacia dónde mover la pelota, pero cierra todos los espacios en el área. Con este resultado a su favor.
And I can tell that they're playing in an empty stadium with no spectators just by the sound. I can't see any seats. Okay, they just pulled back. Yeah, I can see some seats. It's completely empty. But you can hear it. You can hear the sound. You can hear the reverberation of the players yelling at each other. It's just, it's hilarious.
Un delantero, pero un delantero que tiene condiciones de definición, pero también una espectacular capacidad física para tratar de generar situaciones de contragolpe que estarán dispuestas en este segundo tiempo.
Hasta creo que Lash Moriba es una buena opción también. Por su dinamismo en el medio campo. Grealish libre por la banda. Lo está esperando Mukiele. Grealish en cara. La retrasa para Gundogan. Sacó disparo muy flojo. Guardiola tapó.
Yeah, just City just blew a nice chance, but do I care? It's Champions League. I have to care, but I actually want City to win this game, but I don't want them to win. The Champions League, does that make any sense? I don't, this doesn't make any football. Yeah. Did I mention it smells weird in here? Yeah, huh, man. Well, okay, hold on. Let me drink some tea first. Oh, yeah. Tea is good. Anyway, yeah, it smells weird in here. It smells like a combination between cat poop and Mogra and something else. What's that other smell? Anyway, yeah, I was burning incense last night. I was burning incense last night, the Mogra, Mogra is Arabian jasmine. And why was I burning incense? Well, I was burning incense as part of my strategy to scare the animal out of my house. There is a small animal in my house, and I heard him running around in the ceiling of this room, which is the floor of the upstairs. It's some small little dude with little claws, and he goes running around, and I can hear him going, scritchy, scritchy, scritchy. And then the cat is fascinated by this. And then she goes over and she stands at the wall and stares at the wall. Because cats. So what I do is I light incense in the basement, and I put the incense burner, I actually have two. I put these in strategic places so that the smoke will go up into the walls, because there's some unfinished parts of my basement where, you know, the wall frames are exposed. And so I put the incense under these areas so the smoke will waft up into the walls and into the floors and ceilings and stuff. And why do I do this? So that the little animals think, oh no, something's on fire. There's a fire. I smell smoke. Because smelling smoke is a big danger alert, a big alarm, a big signal of danger. They get two sides. They get their beans and their danger, and they think, uh-oh, I better get out of here. I better escape. Everything's on fire. So that's what I do. And I know what some of you are thinking. You are thinking, Tobe, why don't you just trap them? Well, because I don't kill animals. Well, Tobe, why don't you just use a live trap? Well, I did do that for a little while until I didn't get to one of the live traps soon enough, and the little dude inside, a little vole, he died. He died due to my negligence, so I don't do that anymore. I kind of figure, well, you know, if these animals need to come in here to survive, maybe I just need to live with animals, but that becomes problematic as well. So let's do something else. I'm getting the tongue drum out. And what else do we need? We might need this cardboard box, this small box for me to put the microphone on. That'll hold it at just the right level. Because what are we doing today? Well, if you may remember from yesterday's show, I had created some new mallets for my tongue drum. I decided to go with an idea that I had very early on, which was to use wine corks. Put some wine corks on the ends of some sticks, and so I did that. And so then I played my tongue drum with corked sticks, and so you can listen to that from the archive, if you're so inclined. Yes, the Dubious Goals Committee is archived, so if you have missed any episode, just go to go to anonradio.net/archive, and then look under Dubious Goals Committee. They're all arranged by date. So, if you remember yesterday's show, I said, these cork mallets are pretty good, but they have a little bit too much smack to them, so we should probably add some felt. And that's what I did last night. I got some green felt, just because it was big enough. The other felt I used, the pieces were too small, I couldn't wrap it around, so I had to find another piece of felt. I found a lovely piece of spring green felt. It's a green with a lot of yellow in it, one of my favorite colors. Don't ask, but the war room, go up into the war room, look at some of the tables, and look at that grass. Yeah, that's all painted in spring green, among other colors. But anyway, I wrapped, how many layers? 1, 2, 3 layers of felt around the cork. And so now the felt is about, 4 millimeters thick. That's 4 millimeter layer. So, you know, how big around are these? These are kind of, they're not as big around as the Super Ball mallets, but, I'd say just under an inch, maybe 2.1 or 2.2 centimeters. Metric. And I haven't tested these out yet. I have not tested out the new felted cork mallets. Have not used them, have not heard them, so we're going to do that right now. Here we go. I'm putting the microphone down. I'm grabbing the mallets. Here we go. Oh, not bad.
not bad at all. Let's go full gamelan boy. Okay, good, 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 good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. I like it. Okay, these are interesting. I didn't weight these. I didn't put any weight in them. I didn't add any lead like I thought I might. But these are great because if you smack them on the side, you get great impact without any smack. If you get up on the tip, you get the slightest hint of smack. Yes. You sort of have to put some velocity into them, though. If you want volume, if you want sound pressure level, you got to really sort of lean into them because they are very light. They're just corks. Corks with some felt. That is a very light composite structure. It is not very dense. These mallets will float. If you're on a boat playing your tongue drum, you're on a boat playing your tongue drum and you accidentally hit a wake or a manatee or something and your mallets go flying into the water, you will be able to retrieve them. And then the side of this, see, this is what's great. That one's not so great. That was better. Okay, so that's great and all, but what do you do with it? Well, I don't know, but I do have some ideas. I do have some ideas, and one idea includes part of an idea that I had the other day. It's a compound idea, and that idea is, you might remember, plug in a guitar. So that's what we're going to do right now. Plug it in. Do we have guitar? Yeah, we got piezo guitar. So I've got my little travel guitar sitting right here next to me. Actually, it's kind of in front of me a little bit too. And I have it tuned to an open D chord. Yeah, lots of D's and A's. And I got the reverb cranked all the way up. Well, not all the way up, but it's a good 75%. So when I hit my finger on the body of the guitar, we get knock, knock, knock. So what happens if we play all this together? I don't know. Let's put the microphone down. And now I will tap the guitar strings with my cork felt mallets. Oh, pretty good. What happens if I top tap the body. Yeah, okay. It's not a cymbalom, Tobe. It's not a hammered dulcimer, Tobe. You don't hammer the guitar. Well, you could. But let's do this. See, here's the problem. If I don't smack the strings up on the fretboard, you can barely tell I'm hitting them. Yeah, the other problem is because I had to detune these strings are now super loose. And so if you hit them, they kind of smack up against the frets. But the higher strings have enough tension that if you just sit here and tap them with the felt, you're not getting a lot out of it. And you might be thinking, well, just add some gain, Tobe. No, the gain is cranked. We'll get a preamp. No, I don't feel like it. I would have to walk upstairs to get my preamp. I could get my boost pedal, I could. But then we'd have to plug that in. We'd have to find power for it somewhere. Anyway, my idea was somehow putting the microphone back down here. We sit here and we'll play this. And then hit the strings. Maybe it would be better if we just played the drum with one hand and strummed the guitar. And then you can add some flute. Everything is so resonant-y, but we gotta stop because I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Instruments Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. And sometimes we're in the key of A. I mean D. What key are we in? It doesn't matter because I don't even care and neither should you. Tune in tomorrow and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.